made you my everything. It's all on you now. Make me happy. I know a few married people who are actually pretty good at making God their one. But then they put something besides their spouse in that number two spot. Some make their children their number two. Others make their careers their number two. But the only combination that works for marriage is to make God the one and your spouse the two. When you try to make your spouse or your boyfriend or girlfriend the one, you're putting undue pressure on them. In fact, we have a word for when you raise another human being to that lofty position. It's called idolatry. The truth is, no person could ever be capable of meeting your needs. Mark Driscoll, in his book, Who Do You Think You Are?, writes, "Our idols always fail us, and eventually we end up demonizing the people we idolize." Pages 192 and 93. When you idolize someone and then they let you down, which is inevitable, by the way, because every human makes mistakes and every human sins, then you're going to end up demonizing them. How could you do that to me? Why won't you just meet my needs the way I want you to? Why are you so mean and selfish? We've all seen this before. When they first get together, your buddy tells you, "I love it that she's so organized. She's just so driven. And I love that she's so passionate about everything." Then, after they've been married for a while, time and experience gives a slightly different perspective. "She's a control freak. She always has to have everything her way. Nothing I do is good enough for her. Her constant nagging drives me crazy." First, we idolize. Then, we demonize. Women experience the same thing, of course. She tells her friends, "You know the greatest thing about him? He's just so laid back. You know how I'm usually wound up so tight? Well, his chillness is just like the perfect complement to my personality. Being around him soothes me, you know? He comforts me." But then, once she has some time to settle in, those very things that she used to find charming about him start eating away at her. "He's such a bump on a log. I can never get him to go out. He never wants to do anything. And he just refuses to lead our family. I'm pretty sure he'd be happiest if I just let him sit in his recliner and play video games all day, every day." When we start idolizing another person, it's inevitable. We end up villainizing them at some point. That's why, when you're married, you need to fix your resolve. "I will always seek the one with my two." Keystone habits. What does that even mean, to seek the one, to seek God? What are some practical ways we can pursue him, learn about him, and get to know him personally? When I started putting together ideas to teach this...